You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line, honey, I'm still free.
And someone's going to get a chance to see it now. We're streaming on YouTube right now.
Let me know, going to be around.
Wait for it to kick in, yeah.
Let the kick.
Here it comes.
I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Yes. All right, the Take a Chance Parlay. When that song kicks, I don't know how you can't get up.
Yeah, it kicks.
I don't know how you can't get up.
It really kicks.
When the drum kicks in on Take a Chance by ABBA. I just don't know how you can't. I don't know how you don't feel it deep in your bones somewhere. All right, so the Take a Chance Parlay, those of you who don't know what that is, it's just a three-game parlay where we take three dogs, parlay them together. That's typically what we've done. We can open it up to different things, but it's supposed to be a tough parlay. So I typically take three dogs, parlay them all together. So we'll start with Marco. Marco, what do you got for your Take a Chance Parlay?
All right, look, you guys picked the best game of the weekend. Mm-hmm. I stayed away from it because I left it in here. I can't not pick this, even though it's a point and a half. I realize what it is, but for this Take a Chance, you give me the Bills at home plus a point and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's anything to take a chance on,
there you go.
That I'm taking a chance
sure.
on. Game two, I'm going to take the Raiders plus 2.5 against the Patriots on the road. Look, New England, I could see them having a sneaky, decent year. I get it. I also, this is more of a Pete Carroll, Geno Smith, settle in franchise. Like the idea of them knowing what they want to do. The Raiders have been, for so long, just confused. And there's something about having a steady hand and a Pete Carroll. Is he the greatest coach on the planet? No, but he knows what the hell he wants to do and where he's going to go about it, and they're going to be ready to play. Geno Smith, again, great quarterback? No, but they're going to be ready to play. Doesn't mean Mike Vrabel's not going to have his guys ready, but I could see Drake May getting a little confused. Maybe they have something for him. Raiders on the road, I like this. Give me them with plus the 2.5. And the other one, we've said it, we danced on it, you even kind of mentioned it. I would like to take a game two that's a little bit more of a spread here. Give me the Giants plus the 5.5 for the outright win on the road. Look, I can understand where you're confused as to why this team is going to be better. I do feel like defensively, run game, I do agree with you with the Andrew Thomas. You'd feel better if he's playing. But I do think last year, people forget how many games they were in early in the year because their defense kept them there and their offense just could not carry their weight. They could not find the end zone. They could not score points and make the game. I mean, games were handed to them. The Bengals, the Washington last year.
Yeah.
There were games that the Giants had handed to them and they couldn't take because they couldn't score. Do I think their offense is great? No, but I think they're competent. And all they need to be is competent to be able to get over the hump. I like the Giants getting off to a good start. Give me them to finish off the Take a Parlay.
Nice. Wiggs?
I'll start with the one game I have in common with Marco. It's the Raiders plus the 2.5.
I think they have a good shot to win this game.
We all have that one in common.
Well, circle the Patriots.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I hear you.
Go ahead. Know why, though? The whole new coach, new quarterback.
Yeah,
they're both new to the Raiders, but they've been together before. So as much as I believe in Vrabel and he's going to turn the Patriots around, it's going to be annoying watching them have another good string of success.
Mm-hmm.
Not what they did with Brady and Belichick,
well, let's hope not.
They'll be good. And you also, Gonzalez is out for them.
Gonzalez
even though
is out.
This is travel, I don't know if travel is as impactful to me week one when you've been in training camp and you haven't really been on the move and dealing with the daily grind so much as you kind of get in the regular season. So I like the Raiders here. Game number two, I had in my picks. I like the Texans +3 against the Rams. I think they win that game outright. And the other one I have to take, you guys included in the picks. I came close to it. The Dolphins +1.5 against the Colts in the battle of whichever coach loses this is probably the first guy to get fired. I prefer McDaniel anyway. Tua, I think people forget that when Tua plays, and he's healthy on the field right now for Sunday, when Tua plays, the Dolphins win, and they especially beat bad teams.
Yeah.
And the Colts are not very good, and you hit on the biggest point. The Dolphins' biggest weakness is their secondary.
Yeah.
You can have downs, and those guys running downfield all game be wide open. We know. We're in New York. We've seen it a million times.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones ain't getting the ball down there.
Yeah.
So I like the Dolphins in this spot,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
No big spreads, but the Texans give me the three-point requirement.
Yeah, so we're all on the Raiders, a family pick there on the take-a-chance parlay. I agree with you. I think I'm reading things that they're a trendy pick to be a playoff team. I like Vrabel, and I think the Patriots probably are on their way to building to something, but I don't think it's just yet. And their shutdown corner, Christian Gonzalez, is out. He's by far their best defensive player. All the stuff we said, I think to step right in with Seattle light with the coach and the quarterback, I just think that this is they got the young running back who everybody thinks is going to take the league by storm. I just think they're in a position right there to play well against New England. So I'll take the Raiders. Obviously, I'm on the Giants. I gave you everything with that. The Giants +5.5. I think they're going to win the game. I've been on that all the week. And then I'm going to take the Lions at +2.5 against Green Bay. Look, we don't even know if Parsons is healthy. He's taking shots. We're assuming he's going to play. I don't even know what he's at. Like, the idea that he has swung the pendulum of this division already without seeing him play, and he's got some sort of sprain in between his, in the middle of his back, doesn't make me feel all that good about it. And plus, I just believe in this Lions team. They've been the team in this division. I believe in the coach. I think the talent is immense there. I still think they're a great football team. I think they're poised to go win this game in Green Bay. Everyone's trendy pick. I think Campbell is the kind of coach who plays into that, talks about how everyone expects Green Bay now to win this division, and they go in there and lay a hurting on Green Bay. So I'll take the Giants, Lions, and Raiders. That's it. Week one in the books. I like it.
Is this where you guys insert the wedge salad conversation, the weekly wedge salad?
Yeah, the weekly wedge salad. We got it. Well, listen, I don't think we did it last year. Winner gets a free dinner. We got to do something. Winner gets a free dinner. This time we got to keep up with it. I don't even remember who won.
I was going to say, we actually got to figure out who won first.
Yeah, because what happens is then it's the end of the year, and I don't know what, come February, the morning show takes off, so Fliegelman goes bye-bye. You got and we just forget. Then we'll see each other in 3 weeks, and we forget all about it.
Yeah, Marco, come like mid-December, you and I are rarely here.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually fair.
That's the point. Like,
we only get small clusters where we're actually the trio.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
I gotta remember it. But yes, if you guys would be okay with it, it doesn't have to be a fancy, fancy steak dinner, but winner, the three of us go out, winner gets free meal.
I'm cool with that.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good.
You're keeping track of these things, though, right?
This I will keep track of. Okay. I've written down everybody's picks.
Good, because I don't remember anything that you guys said.
Yeah,
so
no,
good.
No, I'm
you
writing
wrote
it down.
Good,
I'm
good,
writing
good,
it
good.
Down.
I'm keeping track. Although last year I stopped my note on, I stopped working this shift with you guys in the beginning of December, the week before Juan Soto and all that.
Yeah.
And that's what the last date on this note, December 4th.
Exactly. We just lost track.
So I think we did it until week 13, and then I stopped.
Then I'm texting you because you're not going to be with me. So I'm like, oh, you got to send me text every morning.
Matter of fact, I'm actually not here next Thursday.
See,
so,
there you go.
I got a text. I got a text.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Already. Already not here.
See?
Well, thank you.
Surely.
I appreciate you. Thanks for helping out.
You don't.
I don't. How dare you?
You don't, but it's all right.
Of course I appreciate you. Again, I haven't seen you in 3 months, but I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm in for ACK. I got this. The kids got the school and blah, blah, blah. I don't see it.
Yeah, it's my fault.
Yeah.
It's my fault.
Certainly not mine.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Whose fault is it?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You guys have hit on two of the three normal topics. You want to fight about Brian Cashman next? Can sweep the board, go home happy.
No, I don't want to. Yeah, I'm in a good mood about the Yankees right now. How about you? You're in a good mood about the Yankees at least? No?
Good is strong. Yeah.
Okay. You feel all right about them? Who's better than them in the American League?
You know, I hate this argument with a passion simply because, one, that's not the requirement. Yeah. And two, if you put them in a postseason match, that's the bar. The bar, everybody else sucks, so we're a little bit better. That's the bar. That's where you want to be.
I didn't say that, that's but I'm just saying.
But if you want to
feel
do
good,
this,
though, if you're the best team, no matter how you got there, what it's supposed to be?
If you're asking me, do I feel good if the Yankees play the Red Sox in a playoff series? Yeah. No. Okay. Do I feel good if the Yankees play the Astros in a playoff series? No.
Even though they won these two games in the gauntlet? I thought this whole thing was supposed to, when you play good teams, like now this proves that you can beat good teams. They just beat them 2 out of 3. We're supposed to feel good about them in the playoffs now.
Mm-hmm. Really? All these years, none of that, that's all gone away.
Well, that's what I'm just saying. Everyone told me how important these 12 games are. It must mean that this is how they play because they haven't beaten the Red Sox so far. So clearly they can't beat the Red Sox. But if they do it next week, then clearly they can beat the Red Sox in the playoffs.
Okay. No, you hold on to that.
Okay.
You clutch that like the
whoopee. Facetious because it's not true.
Yeah, right? No, it's all garbage.
But you just watch the team.
Mm-hmm.
They're better than the Yankees, this Astros team? What about the Astros team scares you? Because that's the point. It's not about the Astros. It's about the Yankees.
Yeah, I think push comes to shove. The Yankees don't hit in the playoffs and their bullpen implodes.
That's it.
So?
There you go.
And that's...
Hopefully they won't.
Great.
Yeah.
But you're asking me if I feel good? No, because I think the same questions that have been there all year long are still there.
Well, obviously.
Okay.
But the same questions about the other teams that aren't as good as they are there as well. But that, you know, no one cares about the other teams. I get it. I understand.
When you say not as good,
yeah.
Again, if you match up the Red Sox and the Yankees,
yeah.
If you lean Red Sox, so how will you tell me that they're not as good if you think that they would win?
I don't think they would win. I
think the Yankees would beat the Red Sox in the playoffs.
Yes, I do.
I don't see how you could possibly.
Why? Because of previous history. That's it.
Including the fact that the Yankees don't hit Crochet or Bale.
Well, I mean, okay, but the last time around they didn't hit Max Fried or Carlos Rodon.
Okay, we're gonna go round and round.
Right, exactly.
Still nonsense.
Yeah,
but you wanted.
I mean, they can win. They can lose.
You wanted it, and Fleek's baited you into it.
They can win. They can lose. That's it.
Great.
That's it. What? Build me a team that you know will win in the postseason, please.
You know,
how are you going to do it?
You know,
how are you going to do it?
It's
how do you do it? How do you build the team you know can't lose? I'd love to see it. I'd love to see a team that you just know they're going to hit in the postseason. The bullpen's not going to blow it. Tell me exactly how you do it. I love because the Dodgers are going to win the World Series then this year, right? They just got swept by Pittsburgh, but that doesn't matter because we don't care about them.
I don't care about you.
And I don't respect you. And I don't appreciate you.
I got to step in here and be the ref. Let's not get personal.
Yeah, that's a bit much. That was over the line, man. It's over the line.
Let's keep it to this athlete stinks, this team stinks, not each other.
Now, he doesn't respect me. It was my fault. It's me. I went over the line.
I didn't say I didn't respect you. You
kind of started it. You said I don't care about you.
Yeah. You said you don't care. It wasn't very nice. That's all. Wasn't very nice. And I care so much about you. I'm constantly asking questions about what's going on in your life. I mean, you don't have any answers, but I still try. I went for a walk today. That's all I get. What's going on? I went for a walk.
No.
You didn't go for a walk?
I do go for my walks, but I don't think that's how our conversations go, but you know.
Well, I mean, that's all I hear. I hear I went for a walk and then I hear blah, 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 blah.
Remember, right. See, there you go. Because you don't care. See?
All right, enough of this.
All right, go.
Thank you. See you later. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. We'll do one quick call off of that segment, and we'll get back to more of your calls coming up. Obviously, the baseball, the football. I normally reset, but we did the picks. I'll just get right to the calls. Maury and Belmore, tonight is your night, bro.
Tonight is your night, bro. Okay, put Marco in one corner, you in the other. No, the guy... Every time you try to have a social conversation with him, he ends it very quickly.
Very quick.
He doesn't eat salads. He doesn't take his kids for haircuts. He's a weird dude. But we do agree on one thing. I don't like the ABBA song either, Marco. I'm with you, brother.
ABBA's the best.
I'm sorry. That's the one thing I have to agree with him on. But who would think Rodon would have 16 wins?
Yeah.
Can you tell me? Did anyone think this guy would show up or not just throw up? Very happy to see what's going on. Chaz is hurt again. Let's see how that goes, but we have some momentum here. We need to sweep the next series and be in first place by the time we get home. That's my goal, my friend. That's my goal.
Yeah, I mean, that would be nice. I'll take 2 out of 3. I don't need the sweep because the schedule gets lighter for the Yankees, and we know how they pound those bad teams. I can't lose any more ground. I need 2 out of 3 against the Blue Jays. I would sign for that right now. Just give me 2 out of 3. Cut it to 2. I know it's still the same as 3 because they have the tiebreaker, so you got to beat them. You got to beat them completely. But I would sign for 2 out of. You sweep them. The Yankees sweep the Blue Jays. They're winning the division.
Yes,
right? I'll be on the. I mean, I guess you could throw the Red Sox in the mix. I shouldn't say that. Let me say if they sweep the Blue Jays, they are finishing ahead of the Toronto Blue Jays this year. I don't think there's any doubt.
And I think our third baseman woke up last night. He looked fantastic.
He's been good for the last 7 or 8 games. He's got an OPS over 1,000 for the last week.
Just starting to all come together. The thing that continues to concern me is the hand. You know, what are we going to do with Volpe? When is the coach going to make a decision? When to sit him again? Because that's important. I don't want that to be a load of like hold us down. And then Castellamata. Golfa. That's the town in Sicily I went to, Castellamata.
Okay.
What a beautiful place. I forgot to tell you the other day. That's a wonderful, wonderful area, and I had a few of those damages. I forgot to tell you that.
No, no problem. Thank you, Maury. I appreciate it. I don't think we went there. I don't remember the... I mean, we might have. We went through so many different towns. I don't remember that one, though, as like a main point of emphasis that we went to Castellamata. Isn't that the name of the... Isn't that Mike Tyson's trainer? Castellamata. But yes, Italy was beautiful. And we had sandwiches. Oh, the sandwiches. No. We did have some mortadella sandwiches, though. But yeah, look, I think this series, I'm looking for 2 out of 3. I'm not getting greedy. Sweep would be incredible. If they sweep the Blue Jays and tie the series up or, you know, tie them in the loss column, they're not going to lose to the Blue Jays the rest of the way. They'll be the better team the rest of the way. I know they don't play the Blue Jays the rest of the way. I meant they're not going to lose to them as far as the standings. If they are tied with the Blue Jays at any point the rest of the way, they are going to win. I firmly believe that. If the Blue Jays give up the lead and the Yankees tie them in the standings at any point, the Yankees will win. And to Marco's point, yeah, I'm not overly confident. I said the one series I'd like to avoid is the Red Sox in Fenway for the wild card series. 3 straight in Fenway, have to win 2 out of 3. That's the one series that I would be overly pessimistic heading into. But my point is, it's about the Yankees. I don't think the Red Sox have anything the Yankees can't handle. I don't think the Blue Jays have anything the Yankees can't handle. I just watched the Astros. They don't have anything the Yankees can't handle. I don't think the Tigers have anything the Yankees can't handle. It's not like those teams are just going to impose their will. The Yankees are going to play... If the Yankees play their game, they'll win. Like, not every team can say that. And I'd rather be the team that can say that. Yeah, I know they're not the 98 Yankees. They don't have 100 wins. They're not perfect. If they play their game, they will beat anyone in the American League. That's if they play their game. And that is the biggest concern. Will they play their game? Will they play well? Because if they do, I don't think there's another team who can play better than them. It'll be about them beating themselves. Brett in Long Island, what's up, Brett?
First of all, fantasy football is dumb. And I question anybody who plays it, their fandom, especially if you have 5 or 6 teams. Because at the end of the day, sell out.
I hope you understand that. Win. Hey, everybody out there, excuse me, just hold on 1 second, Brett. Everybody out there with fantasy football teams, just so you know, Brett in Long Island is now questioning your fandom. Just so you're aware, make sure that you get it together and figure your crap out because Brett in Long Island questions whether or not you actually care about your real football team and not just your fantasy teams. Just so everyone knows. All right. Chris, we get back to this.
Chris, prove me wrong. You would sell out your team right now, whatever your number is. Let's say your number is 50,000. I did this with a supposed diehard Bills fan. Mm-hmm. They came down to it. You would sell out and win the 50 grand, and I'll
for
play out
50
I'll take
grand?
A on my team.
That has nothing to do with any kind of fantasy. That has nothing to do with it. Like, for 50 grand, that's for many people. No, you see, now that's where you differ. For 50 grand is borderline numbers. Life-changing money for people. Like, that could set you up for something, help you buy a business, take care of every ounce of debt you have.
You get my point. Yes or
no? It's a down payment on a house. Yeah, no. I don't get your point, because when you throw a ridiculous amount of money, sure.
Chris,
would you win the lottery for $1 million if it meant the Giants losing? I bet you you would.
Chris, you're a diehard Yankees fan. If you were in a fantasy league and it came down to the season's over because you could win whatever the amount is, I'm saying, you would go with the money.
I would not. It depends on what the money is, because I do have a family that's more important than the Yankees. You're bringing up this ridiculous hypothetical. But for fantasy, for the $500 to $1,000 I might win in a fantasy league, I would not. I completely disagree with you. No, because I'll tell you this. Brett, hold on. I'll prove you wrong in a second, because I admitted it on the morning show, and I did it in the two games that the Yankees won in this series. I bet against the New York Yankees. I bet against the New York Yankees, and I could not be more happy. Minimal amounts of money. And I could not be more happy that I lost.
You mean against them?
I bet Houston money line the first game of the series.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I certainly did.
No way.
Bet. Why would I lie to you? I talked about it on these. It's the reverse hedge.
How can you bet against your
It's
own
the
team?
Reverse hedge, because it's. I was taught by Evan. One, I think I'm a jinx, and betting on them would make the other team. Putting my money on a team makes them less likely to win, and it worked out both times in this series. I mean, I bet them in the first game and the rubber match, and because it's the whole thing. If they lose, I get some money. If they win, they win. I lost some money, and I could not have been happier. I was rooting I'm rooting for the Yankees last night, and it cost me money.
That's different.
How is it different? It's the exact
different.
Same thing.
You wouldn't straight up go against the Yankees.
Straight up, I bet against them.
Right, but you could win money either way. If they lost or won, still some reward.
No, I lost money.
It was the reverse hedge.
I lost money. No, I would win emotionally because the Yankees won. I lost money. There was no winning money either way. I lost money.
Why? Is it because you're in five leagues? Why? Tell me why right now.
I'm in four leagues. I got rid of one.
Why are you doing it then if it's not about the players and it's more about the players than your own team?
My family. Because I enjoy playing fantasy football. I like having the decisions on who I like are going to be players. I have another team. I talk trash with my friends. Like, I don't know, because I like playing fantasy football. That's why. Do you think I would honestly pick my fantasy football team winning over the New York Giants?
I think if it came down to money, station.
You know what I think, Brett? I don't
know. You're going to take the money.
No, I think from your ivory tower out in Long Island, you look down on people and assume that people are lesser than you, and so they would do things that were beneath you. I think you have a high opinion of yourself, and so you see these people who are in fantasy leagues who actually enjoy the camaraderie of others and can actually can stand to be in a group of people without everyone despising you. And you think that anyone who would do it has some sort of either nefarious reason or will eventually have their character tested and they will fail because they are not you, Brett. You wouldn't dare have your character fail. Your character, your moral compass is ironclad. And it would not be compromised by something as trivial and silly as fantasy football. But the rest of us peons, we're capable of such things. We're capable of our moral fiber being compromised by money. We're disgusting, slovenly people. Not like you, Brett. You rise above, and that's why we love you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Talk New York sports on WFAN, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Speaking about Paramount Plus, we just did the pick segment, and that NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game, all your games, even though it doesn't say that, all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 1 matchup between Pittsburgh and New York, starting at $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So that's been the topics. We did a little around the league, obviously, with the picks. We introduced the NFL season last night, or at least they introduced the NFL season last night with the Eagles taking on the Cowboys, winning 24-20. The game started off with Jalen Carter spitting in the face of Dak Prescott and getting ejected before a single snap was played in the game. They had the kickoff, an injury during the kickoff, and then Jalen Carter spit in Dak Prescott's face and got thrown out of the game. So, just 2 weeks ago, you thought you'd have a matchup with the Cowboys and the Eagles and Jalen Carter and Micah Parsons, and neither of them were there. And the Eagles defended for the week one of being defending champion and took care of the Dallas Cowboys. So I do think played better than I thought they would. I expected the game to kind of be a blowout. I think the momentum of the Carter thing probably impacted the beginning of the game, where the Cowboys went right down the field on that first drive. They had a 7-0 lead. They had a 14-7 lead. But ultimately, too much. The second half was a defensive struggle. CeeDee Lamb had killer drops, especially in the last drive. And despite not doing much in the second half, rushing for two touchdowns in the first half, Hurts did enough, made a big play, got a big first down to ice the game. Late in the game, a Philadelphia Eagles field goal in the second half was the only scoring of the entire second half. Long lightning delay. And ultimately, for me, locally, we know how good the Eagles are going to be, but the Cowboys, who now get to wait, have the extra 3 days before taking on the Giants back at home in Dallas and Jerry's World, have a week and a half to prepare for the New York Giants, coming off a game that they played very well against the defending Super Bowl champs. Makes me a little nervous about my 2-0 prediction for the Giants, but I ain't changing. And then, of course, we had a big series victory for the New York Yankees as they started the gauntlet, as everybody likes to call it, of 12 straight games against American League playoff teams. And they started off against the Houston Astros and take 2 out of 3. Carlos Rodon with a very impressive performance. And he's I shouldn't even say starting because he's been doing it all year. But he's at the point that really makes you forget about the guy who blows up in big games and allows little things and innings to spiral out of control, because he dealt with a lot of adversity yesterday against this Houston Astros team. He had terrible calls against them. And it was, I mean, I know we complain about umpiring, and I typically don't go too, you know, far down that rabbit hole, but the last two games in particular, this was the worst officiated series I've ever seen. And the same umpire, the home plate umpire from the night before, makes just an atrocious call at third. And I know there's pictures of him on Instagram or Facebook or wherever, you know, in Red Sox stuff. He's a Red Sox fan. He's a Dodger fan or whatever. I don't know, but he was awful behind the plate, particularly in the eighth inning with Devin Williams on the mound on Wednesday night. And yesterday's the third base umpire took an out away from the New York Yankees in the middle of a rally. I mean, just took an out away. As Rodon had to overcome that, he had to overcome a soft little ground ball down the line from Alvarez for a double, and then Altuve lines one to third, and McMahon makes the catch off the ground, but it's ruled a non-catch, and that it wasn't lost just in the transfer. And first and second, in the sixth, he's approaching 100 pitches, and Carlos Rodon, who normally would let something like that spiral out of control and allow that inning to become a 5-6 run inning. How many times have we seen it over the first 2 years in Carlos Rodon's Yankee tenure? Instead, he even gets a double play ball that gets thrown away and allows the only run of the inning to score. He overcomes that. He overcomes bad defense by Rice at first. He overcomes a terrible call. Overcomes it all right in the middle of the Astros lineup while he's over 100 pitches to secure that sixth inning. That was a very good performance from Carlos Rodon. It makes you feel a hell of a lot more confident about him in big games. He leads the major leagues in wins. He was an all-star. He's having a great year. Then you mix in Fernando Cruz and what he was able to do in the big moment of striking out Altuve, who went 0-11 in this series. I'm telling you, Yankee fans, we're at the point now. I was thinking about this during the game. We have to stop booing Altuve. We have to stop. At Yankee Stadium, with all the hate, he kills the Yankees. And he can't get a hit in Houston. We've got to make it feel like Houston in New York if he ever comes back to the Bronx. Because he feeds off the negativity. Because he owns them at Yankee Stadium, and he couldn't buy a hit in this series against the Yankees. So we need to stop booing him. He goes 0-11 in the series in the seventh. Big strikeout from Fernando Cruz, who's so important to this team right now. We have Weaver struggling. You can't throw Williams, obviously. You have a bunch of problems at the back end of the bullpen. Even closer Bednar, who is pretty much reliable, came into a 5-run ninth and made it as close as you could possibly make it with the tying run coming up to the plate in the form of Carlos Correa and then Christian Walker, and gets two strikeouts to get out of it. But the Yankees and this offense explode. Trent Grisham with another big clutch home run, and they take 2 of 3 to start this 12-game process against these good playoff teams and head into tonight, build some momentum, hopefully, off of that series win against the nemesis Houston Astros out in Houston, and take it right back home for a 3-game set with Cam Schlittler on the mound tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays, 3 games back with 3 here to play. The biggest series of the year on tap for the New York Yankees. 888-808-1019. We got the Mets, a little bit of news as well, as Sproat will be called up and make his major league debut Sunday against the Cincinnati Reds. They have a 5-game lead over the Reds for the final wild card spot. At one point, it felt like this series was going to be pretty damn big. It doesn't feel that way right now, but still want to continue the offensive onslaught that they've been going through over the last 2 or 3 weeks, and then clearly want to continue to get pitching performances that you can hang your hat on and see if this rookie, along with Tong, along with McClain, can come up, join the party, and save this rotation from what has been a disastrous second half of the season. So we got that. We got the football. We got the picks. We got the Giants and Jets coming up on Sunday. I'll obviously be with you Saturday morning from 9 to 12:25. We'll do some football then. I'll talk to Mike Carver, who I have on weekly. But you guys can call as we get closer and closer to week one of the NFL season. Jets and Steelers live at MetLife. The return of Aaron Rodgers. The first career start for the New York Jets from Justin Fields. The first ever game coached by Aaron Glenn for the Jets. And hopefully he can play like what you're looking for is Justin Fields to play a lot like Hurts did last night. Run around. I mean, that's what Hurts in the first half of the game when they were, you know, scoring their points, he was scrambling on broke down plays, making big plays, two touchdown runs. That's what you're hoping Fields can do. And you're going to be looking to run the football against Pittsburgh and that tough defense and TJ Watt and Mike Tomlin and limit what Aaron Rodgers can do with that offense, him and DK Metcalf, and see what they have going on. So should be a interesting Sunday. One hell of a soap opera at MetLife between Rodgers and the Jets. And then the Giants take on a familiar foe, Washington Commanders, who even in their darkest times have played well against Washington, and hoping that trend continues despite Jaden Daniels kind of changing that dynamic last year. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Charles and Rumson. What's up, Charles?
Hey, Mick. What's going on?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Good, good. You know, listening to your show this evening, you hit it right on the head with the Yankees as far as, like, we all know Judge is kind of like having a like his kind of slump, which isn't normal to most players.
Yeah.
And the whole team's like slumping. Well, the whole team actually not slumping, hitting. I mean, there's a couple, but still it's like you're right. You're right about like Rodon and Fried right now. They're pitching great.
Yep.
But right now I want to talk about the Yankee MVP, not the league MVP.
Okay.
And that's Trent Grissom.
Yeah. I mean, he's
without him, like his hits, his home runs.
Yeah,
what, three or four grand slams the past like 4 months?
Yeah, I think he's got
and
three grand slams.
And they come at a time where it's it comes at a time where it's 4-3. Now it's 8-3.
Yeah,
and
no, last night's home run. I mean, the game is 5-3. It's a 2-run game. You still have to get, you know, 6 more outs.
No, 4-3. It was 4-3.
Was it 4? No, I think they scored. I think McMahon drove in a run on the ground ball off of Pena. I think it was 5-3. Then it was
a
3-run home run to make it 8-3.
Yeah, 3-run home run. Yeah. That's right.
So I mean that's a huge, huge, huge home run to blow open a game after that bullpen performance the night before and give them a 5-run cushion. I mean, the guy has just been incredible for them.
Yeah, and that bullpen scares me a little bit, but it was funny when I was watching that home run. The confidence in him, because I didn't even realize watching the television, is he thinking that's foul? No, it was fair.
Yeah,
his emotion was nothing until he crossed home plate, and then he smiled.
Yeah.
He just ran with his head down.
He's seen your sleep.
Just,
no, I mean, the guy is as calm and collected, and just to watch him play center field. Watch him run around the outfield. Like, it's just so nonchalant. He has very much got that. And look, when you're hitting home runs and everything, we love it. But there are also times Robinson Cano played the game the same way. Carlos Beltran played the game the same way. And those guys got flack for their, you know, cavalier manner of playing, even though cavalier is probably not the right word. They just had a smoothness to their game where it looked effortless. And, man, I mean, he looks effortless. He looks, that's why he's, you know, senior sleep. He's like, you're not even sure if he's awake. You're not even sure if he has a pulse. And yeah, I think maybe for a second, sometimes you hit that inside fastball. He just needed a half a second to make sure it was fair. But no, that's his kind of, when he hits one, he's got that classic, like unfinished swing kind of look. And like he stands and watches it a little bit. But I mean, he is, that home run. I mean, just think about the grand slam, two home runs that broke open the game. And I believe he has 4 plate appearances. I think I saw that after the Grand Slam the other night. He's got 4 bases loaded plate appearances. That's it. Or maybe it was 4 hits and it was a single and 3 Grand Slams. I thought it was just plate appearances. But whatever the case may be, I think I saw that it was 4 plate appearances with the bases loaded and 3 Grand Slams. Like, it's been, I mean, he's been leading off, so you know at least one at-bat a game he can't hit with the bases loaded. So, like, I don't think it's that many at-bats. He's been incredible. And right now, like, when you get Judge back, because right now you're dealing with Stanton in the outfield. If Judge, hopefully, eventually comes back and can throw, and, you know, for all the, why would Boone say that? Oh, the miscommunication between the manager. Yeah. He came right out and said, I don't know why Boone would say that. And then he didn't play for another month still. But once he gets out in the outfield playing right field and you have Grisham in center, Bellinger in left, Judge in right, as long as Judge can throw, not only is that one of the best, if not the best, offensive outfields in the sport with Trent Grisham hitting 30 home runs, but it's also one of the best defensive outfields in the sport. Like, that is a tremendous outfield with what Trent Grisham has done. And to me, it's Ben Rice and Trent Grisham are the two huge surprises that have changed everything about this team. Now, Grisham had Rice had a miserable game at first base. It wasn't even scoops or balls hit at him. I mean, he just had two balls thrown at him that he couldn't catch. It was embarrassing. But we haven't seen too much of that. He's not a good first baseman, but we haven't seen too much of just blatantly unable to catch a baseball. That happened twice last night. But for the most part, he's been okay there. He's been okay behind the plate. He's not a great defensive player, but he's killing it offensively. He's changed who this team is, and Trent Grisham becoming one of the best outfielders in the game. Now, he's got no track record to say that, but like this year, that's kind of what he's been. When you consider his defense and 30 home runs and his clutch, like, this is a guy who's making $5 million. He's going to get a $100 million contract. He has been the biggest surprise of the year. He's been enormously clutch for them. And right now, he's part of the best outfield in the sport when Judge comes back. And you'll be able to DH Stanton every day, and this team will hopefully solidify and get, you know, the same lineup every day and get ready for a postseason run. And again, nobody's better. And I know that's not what we're striving for, as Marco was trying to make the point. I'm not saying that should be the Yankee motto. Hey, as long as we're better than everybody in the regular season, or as long as the team, like, yeah, you want to go out there and win, and they have to go win, and they haven't proven that they can play well enough to go win over the last 15 years. But I still would rather be the team that heads into the postseason saying, we're the best team. And I don't know how you can make the case that they're not. They are. It's just a matter of if they'll play like it. And they played like it in these three games outside of one inning where the bullpen blew up. Outside of that, they dominated the series. They could have easily swept the Astros. The Astros' bottom of the lineup stinks. The Astros' bullpen isn't very good. Altuve did nothing. Correa, outside of a couple of doubles, didn't really have much of an impact. This Yankees team is better than this Astros team. And I'm hoping at the end of these three games against Toronto, we'll be able to say the same thing then.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
All right, 4:51. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. So last night, I just saw a stat. Last night, if you bet the over in last night's game, you had one of the worst beats that you could possibly have. Listen to this stat. So last night, the game went off. The over-under was 47.5. They scored 41 points in the first half. The over-under was 47.5. In the last 20 years, games that had at least 40 points scored in the first half and had an over-under below 50. In the last 20 years, the over cashed 172 out of 173 times. So in the last 20 years, there has been at least 40 points scored in the first half of a game that had a total under 50. And in those 173 games, 172 times the over cashed. Last night was made it 172-2.
And what's insane on top of that is the first, seven or eight drives of that game, they're all ending in points, field goal or touchdown. Then you have the fumble go right into the weather delay, and the fumble happens, of course, when the Cowboys are in the red zone. Fumble, weather delay, no points the rest of the game.
Unbelievable. And you got key drops from CeeDee Lamb, but that is a tough beat. 172-2 in the last 174 times. If they score 40 points in the first half and the over-under is under 50, that is almost a lock. And last night was a tough beat. That was a tough beat.
Some people, because of the delay, probably went to bed thinking, I'll wake up and I'll know the over.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, hit the over. 100%. How do you not figure you're going to hit the over with 41 points in the first half? They needed one touchdown in the 7 points. That's it. 7 points in the second half. Wins you the over. Let's go to Jim in beautiful Naples, Florida. What's up, Jim?
Chris, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
A lifelong Yankee fan, retired down here to Naples, Florida about 2 years ago.
Nice.
Beautiful area. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Best move I ever made in my life. Can't believe the Yankee fans. Aaron Boone's 8-2. I mean, like I said, I'm a lifelong Yankee fan, but man, the last few years I'm disgusted with Yankee fans. 8-2, you don't hear a peep about, you know, how Boone's managing the club. If they were 2-8, you'd be ringing the phone off the hook.
Over the last 10 games you're talking about? Over the last 10, they're 8-2?
Last 10 games, they're 8-2.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't sure what you would mean. Because they were 8-2 in the playoffs last year in the American League. I agree. No one ever, again, it's very simple. Jim, and I'm with you. Aaron Boone loses, and the players win. Players win, Boone loses. That's it. Boone never gets credit for any victory, doesn't get credit for anything he does. It doesn't matter what happens. He played someone that nobody thought he should play, and that guy hit a home run. Who cares? That's what players are supposed to produce. And when they don't, it's because he didn't put the players in. I got a guy yelling at me today on Twitter saying, how the hell could you bring Weaver into the game last night? He's like, the typical Boone, bringing Weaver into the game last night. He threw over 30 pitches in the game last night, gave up a run, and now he's going back to Weaver? How could you continue to defend this guy, Chris? And I'm like, well, one, he didn't throw over 30 pitches. He threw 22 pitches last night. And he was well-rested heading into the game. And he's one of two relievers you trusted before this game started. Are you out of your mind? We blame him for everything. We blame him for everything. And that's not to say he's done a great job this year, but we blame him for everything.
But one good thing is Yankee management, you know, Bill Parcells says if you start listening to the fans, sooner or later you'll be sitting with them. Yankee management won't listen to it. And I think Boone has full confidence because you don't go to that North Carolina game unless you're confident you got a job.
I don't agree with that, Jim. And I'm sorry, I don't know why I want to get to Eddie. But I want to get to some other callers. I don't think that's fair. That's his off day. I don't think that proves one way or the other. I can't tell you that it means nothing and then tell you, well, it's proof he's confident in his job. He went to go see his son, who's on the offensive coaching staff of North Carolina, on his day off. And how did that – the Yankees played arguably their most intense, best series of the season off of him being in North Carolina. Maybe he should go to a college football game before every series. Like, the people who were mad about that, that blew up in their face. And it's so dumb. But, no, I don't think that means he's confident in his job. He's under contract. I'm sure he's confident in his job. He talks to those guys every day. And, by the way, they're going to the postseason, and they're like a game out or two games out of the, I guess now Toronto, it's three in the loss column. They're three in the loss column out of having the best record in the American League. Like, they ain't looking to fire Aaron Boone. They're just not. We'll see what the postseason has, but I don't think he's worried about getting fired necessarily. Eddie in Rockland, what's up, Eddie?
Don't let him get you excited, Chris. It's the weekend, man.
Well, it's not quite the weekend just yet. I got three more minutes to the weekend. What's going on?
You said you were half Italian, right? Was from Sicily?
I am a little bit from Sicily. Venezia is the maiden name, so there's Venice. I'm not entirely sure, and I think it's more than half, to be totally honest with you. And I consider myself an Italian American. All my holidays are Italian. I don't really have much connection to the Irish other than just the last name.
Oh, but the one question, I know you told many times that your mother lives with you, mm-hmm. right? Now, how did you get to go to Sicily and not take her on a family trip?
She wouldn't go. I mean, I don't think she's flying. I don't think my mother would fly in the 9 hours to Sicily. I think she was more than happy to just have a quiet house for 10, 11 days. But thank you for showing such interest in the family dynamic. I appreciate it, Eddie. I brought her back a nice little Mother Mary in the lava rock and a couple of other things that she liked. That's it. She didn't want to go. And it was the other side of the family. It was my wife's family. My father-in-law was born and raised in Sicily. Porticino, something like that. Terrible with remembering these towns. But it's a town right outside of Palermo. And I believe he was 18 or 19 when he came over. So like he grew up in Italy. And this was about the family going back to see where him and his brother grew up and that whole thing. It had really nothing to do with my mother. But we've been on trips. I've been on vacations with my mom. Maybe I'll go on another one. I'll let you know when I do, Eddie. I appreciate the concern. But it was a fun trip. It was great. I don't know if I'll ever go back, if I'll ever have the opportunity, but I got to see it. It was a beautiful, beautiful place. Oh, let me tell you about the pickleball tournament before I say goodbye. The city's biggest indoor pickleball event comes back October 10th and 11th, and it will sell out! Sign up for the fun or for the cash prizes. Go to 1010wins.com/pickleball for info. The pickleball tournament is presented by Nissan. At Nissan, we make cars that thrill. Experience the thrill for yourself today. Shop NissanUSA.com. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Thank you to Fliegelman. Listen to their picks. Hey, you can pay attention to mine if you'd like. I'll be with you tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, 9 a.m., as we get closer and closer to week one of the NFL season. Giants, Commanders, Jets, Steelers. And, of course, we got big baseball games. Mets, Reds, Yankees, Blue Jays. Let's go, Yankees. Warm-up show is next. I'm out of here. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.